Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Of April. Normally today we would celebrate, well, we'd choke on the fact that all the money was due to the feds, because normally April 15th is tax day when you have to have the money in. You don't have to have your forms in, but you can have the money in. But that's been put back for a month. I believe it's May 15th now. Last year I think they put it back to June 15th. So this year we have at least an extra month to pay up. So there you have pay tribute to the feds. That's what normally this day is all about. But really and truly, on the DJV program, I think today, yesterday, the end of the week, especially if you missed it yesterday, we are going to continue today taking donations to fight hunger in America. The effort is Radio Cares, and the outfit that benefits is Feeding America. A lot of radio stations, I think money is $3,400 yesterday on the air, asking listeners to make donations. You can go to their website, radiocares.org, or you can text the word radio to 662266, and they'll send a donation link right to your phone to give a little. You got to give a little to get a little satisfaction, I guess, comes out of it. I did yesterday. Ladies, what do we think about where we are, or where I don't know that numbers are as important as the effort itself and people becoming aware. I think this is a tool, and a good one, to help people understand what the problem really is, because not a lot of focus on it. We're too busy, and I'm not saying it's inappropriate, talking about the trials of police officers and what's going on with William and Harry and things like that. But I think this is still something that ought to be in the forefront. And there was much information presented yesterday, I think, that folks didn't know. Right, in terms of numbers, the sheer numbers of people, the millions of people, the millions of children who go to bed hungry every night. So this helps to short-circuit that. And as you remember yesterday, we all talked about what a dollar means. $1 feeds 10 people, if you can believe that. And all the food's donated, so you can donate some money. How about that? Again, the way to do it is to text radio to 662266, or just go online to Radio Cares, all one word, radiocares.org, and give a little money. You got to give a little to get a little, as they say. All right, ladies, any thoughts? Second thoughts? Not second thoughts in that, you know, well, am I having second thoughts?
No regrets from my donation. No.
Yeah. No.
No. Very, very happy to contribute to Radio Cares and to Feeding America. That's definitely, as we talked yesterday, 42 million people are facing hunger in America just because of COVID. That's insane. That's a 55% increase between pre and post COVID. And Feeding America last year alone, during the pandemic from March 2020 to March 2021, 6 billion meals they've provided. So, and when you're talking about kids, yes, 13 million children in America have gone hungry in the last year alone because of COVID. So this is if you're going to donate, and like you said, $1 equals 10 meals. So if you're going to donate to any organization, I can't think of a better one than Feeding America.
You can follow the money. I mean, that's what I think is so important. People worry about where the money goes, and you know it's going to people in America who are suffering. Excuse me. And you know that it's going to
food banks, which is an immediate solution. Yep.
You know that your money is being directly used. There's not a lot of infrastructure to take care of, which is really good.
One of the other things that's good is that this is a universal thing. It's not just big cities on the East Coast and the West Coast. It's people in the middle of the country, Mid-South, that are benefiting from this. In your area, Jay, down in Nashville, certainly the problem is as bad, as acute there as it is anywhere else in the country. A lot of times people
it's
don't
everywhere.
Think of that either.
It's every state. Like, no city or suburb or rural area in any state hasn't been touched by this. So we've seen those long car lines of, you know, leading up to food banks, and it's, and those have been in many, many states. We've seen those images. So it's, yeah, it's unfortunately, no one got out, no one was unscathed by this.
Yeah. Yeah. 662266. Text the word radio, and that's where your money goes. Speaking of lines, this brings up something that I find appalling. And I don't know, I'm sure it's the same everywhere, and I don't know how we got to this point. School systems around the country, school departments, provide school buses for youngsters to go to school. In some areas, like it's high school limits 2 miles. So the idea was when those miles were, when the 2 mile, the 2 mile distance was set up, the idea was to have older children on most days walk to school. That's how it used to, when those laws, I remember when they were passed in Massachusetts, the idea was to, I was teaching school, as a matter of fact, at the time. The idea was, supported by teachers and administrators, to have children's good exercise, to walk to school, ride a bike to school.
That's racist now, though.
It's racist.
Yeah, because you can't just bus people within their 2 mile radius for school. That's why it was eliminated in Los Angeles and I don't know if it's the same all throughout California, but I'm pretty sure that it is. And that is that you bus people into different areas. It's a busing policy, not just a 2 mile limitation. That would be keeping people back, holding people back.
So I'm trying to understand. Your buses are provided for everybody, no matter how far away they live from the school.
Yeah, they're supposed to. Yeah. I mean, we encourage busing in at least L.A. because you take people from one area, you move them into a school district, that might be better. It would, yeah, I think that there's no, I don't know, I've never heard of a stipulation, at least in my recent lifetime.
Really?
Of how far people go.
So, well, the thing that strikes me, that's an interesting anecdote that I didn't know about. Because I don't pay much attention
to
the
LA. Well,
what
year are you talking about when you were a teacher?
I taught school from 1968 to 1972.
Well, maybe some things have been tweaked.
Well, but the point that I'm trying to make is driving by some schools yesterday afternoon, it was about, I don't know, 2:30, 3 o'clock, and I went by three or four schools, and the lines of cars out there. Yesterday was a beautiful day. It was in the 60s here, and there are lines and lines and lines of cars, mostly mothers, some fathers, who are sitting in line, burning gasoline, waiting to pick up their children. And these are, I happen to know these particular neighborhoods, the schools are set fairly close together, so that there isn't even 2 miles between the two schools. These were elementary schools and junior high schools. But I'm just thinking, when, again, back to that period of time, and maybe
even. Wait, is your question why are more kids not using buses?
My question is why is it that parents feel that they have to go pick up their children at school, and these long lines of cars, the hundreds of cars that are outside the school just burning fuel, when the school buses are provided, and whether on a beautiful day. Make your kid walk to school.
Well, maybe parents don't want their kid walking home. They want
Why? Well,
I don't have kids. All I know is maybe that's part of it. Maybe they want to make sure that their kids get home safely. Yeah.
No, from experience, I wasn't a school bus kid. I had people, my mom and my dad would take me to school or pick me up. But that's because the buses were so dusty that I was always sick. I was always getting sick when I did have to ride the bus.
Really? Well, I don't know. It just seems to me it's
a food product.
So
you're saying you want the older kids walking home uphill both ways, barefoot?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, I would too, but do you know how, I mean, it's really, crime is spiking right now. I don't know. I don't think I'd let my kids, well, and I would think it's a
great
idea.
Well, what does that say about the state of our country then? Or the state of the world? Good God.
That's what I ask every day. I have friends who work, and this might just be a private school thing, but kids aren't just allowed to be, they're not allowed to just leave school on their own and walk home. They have to be picked up by someone who's authorized to pick them up.
So when did this all change?
I don't know.
Did we become this type of, when did the world, or when did our country, or when did these locations become this dangerous? If that, are they really, or have we just fallen or succumbed to the crap that comes out of the speakers and the news, the cable TV news channels, or what's in, you know, whatever newspaper you may be accessible, whatever you see online? Is that what makes people, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Do you get scared and then you do that? Or are you doing that because maybe there's something scary out there? You know, it's, I think it's a balance, frankly, and I'm not one who, if I had a child,
I think maybe you should talk to your daughter about your grandson to see if she would let him do that.
Yeah, and would you feel good about Miles walking up Wilshire to go to school?
Well, it's not, they're not that close to Wilshire, but they're close to Santa Monica.
And then, but then you're also the anti-cell phone guy for kids. So, you know, if you're going to let your kid walk home, there isn't a parent I know who wouldn't insist on having.
This is the old school in me thinking.
You feel if you found out that Megan was letting Miles walk to school without a cell phone right now?
He wouldn't have a cell phone. That's one thing they agree.
Well, I can tell you right now, I don't think your daughter's going to let him walk home then without a cell phone.
So, no cell phone and walking to school. Would you be scared?
He has a bike. It'd be interesting to see what does actually happen. The school that he's going to, that actually opens next Monday, the L.A. sort of, what is it? What's the name of the L.A. district? Unified. You know, the elementary school that he's going to opens up full time.
They're not opening full time, though. I don't think they're opening for 3 hours a day. That's what I mean, that seems to be the.
Yeah, how does that solve anything?
What, 3 hours a day?
Yeah. What's the point? If you're open, you're open. What's 3 hours do?
That's the other. That's the lunacy of the point. Way these educators
think. The other point
think.
Is that the kids who are going to school are the older secondary. So if you're in junior high or high school, they're just putting you in a classroom with adult watching you, and they're zooming in your classes.
Oh my God!
For 3 hours a day.
Still zooming, yeah.
It's great.
All right, well, we've presented a lot of questions. I'm not sure we all have answers, but it's food for thought. Anyway, as you go through your routine, 18 after the hour, our routine helps us to understand what's going on in the world, and what's going on in the world still is COVID, and looking for a first line of defense is something that people are doing. Jay, you got your second shot. How are you doing?
So much better. I feel completely normal again. Yesterday morning from a little after 5 a.m. until 1 a.m.-ish was the 1 p.m., I should say. That was the roughest.
Well, you did a good job of hiding it on the air.
Well,
I didn't
thank
even,
you.
Yeah, no, you didn't sound like it at all. So to go back to what will keep you from having it, getting a shot seems to be a choice that a lot of people are making, and that's important, making up your mind and doing it actually. I was talking yesterday about how I was getting headaches after having had the shot, and I went to see the doctor yesterday, and he said, no, it wasn't that. So that's a relief. I wanted you to know that because I'm sure there was a question in some people's minds after I told the story yesterday, hey, am I going to have this as a problem? Because there is some inflammation that comes from these Moderna and Pfizer shots, but it's usually short-lived. So anyway, back to what you ought to be doing, cleaning out the nasty dust and allergens and pollution that you get every night and during the day. So I'm recommending, and so are the folks at Navage, that you use their system. It's consolidated. It's easy. It's portable, drug-free. The batteries even come with this puppy. it's guaranteed to get rid of these things and for you to have a good feeling where you get your money back. So as you get up and you brush your teeth and you wash your face, clean your nose as well with a daily nasal cleansing morning and night with Navage. Navage, go check it out. The whole information is there at their website, Navage.com, and you can order it there too. N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thursday, April 15th. Hi, this is the DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner is going to present us with the trending items of significance right after this.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Boss pickup is at 7? See, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, let's get started here, Jay, with the most decorated gymnast of all time, Mr. Simone Biles. Why is he trending?
Simone Biles.
The Olympic gold medalist.
Simone.
She is returning to the Olympics. She's going to be at the Tokyo Olympics, and not just because she wants to continue competing, but she wants to represent survivors of sexual abuse. She feels like even though the now disgraced former Olympics gymnast Dr. Nassar, even though he's in jail, she feels like a lot of people are going to think like, okay, well, this whole thing is over. So she feels like she's not just representing America. She is representing survivors of sexual abuse and what she's doing.
Yeah. Hundreds of girls.
So many. And not even just, not even just USA, like all.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay.
Okay.
How is it
Doug doesn't care about the Olympics, I guess.
Well, I don't know enough about it. Well, maybe that's it, because I don't care I don't know, so I rely on you guys to bring you guys, you ladies, to bring me up to.
I don't even know, because I don't like the Olympics. Like, they bore me. I never watch them.
I like the winter, but, yeah, not the summer.
I know this story. This story is really big.
I'm out of touch.
Wait, but Doug, we've talked about this story numerous times on the show. This doctor molested over 300.
I know, I get that. No, I get that. I remember. I just didn't remember the participants on the victims. I didn't remember that. I certainly remember. He's like in my mind, like Bernie Madoff is, who's also trending because he's croaked. Right? That's the end of him. See you later.
Yeah, kidney disease, 82 years old. I mean, dude,
couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Took almost $65 billion from so many people. Steven Spielberg, Kevin Bacon, baseball legend Sandy Koufax. 150-year set prison sentence is what he had.
I remember reading.
For $170 million.
The good thing is he gave us Kevin Bacon back and Kira Sedgwick. Right. Because they were both on the verge of retiring, and then they had to start working again. And I like both of them. So.
And it shows that there's 7 degrees of separation with Kevin Bacon.
Right.
Right, exactly.
There's good in every story.
Yep, there is. Okay, so now we move into the former police officer charged with manslaughter. This lady, what is her name, Kim Potter. That's trending. There's a lot of hot.
So she was booked into the Hennepin County Jail yesterday, and she was originally being held without bail. Then she got a $100,000 bail. She posted she had left. She's being charged with second degree manslaughter. And there's also photos of her home that are already have police protection, cement guards up with fencing, because there's a lot of worry about what's going to happen to her.
I don't know why I feel sorry for her, but I kind of feel sorry for her, and I don't know whether I'm going to be subject to scrutiny because of that. The fact that she was so scared that she reached for it, is that the way they're going to present it? The lawyer's going to present it that way, but I don't know. There's something about this.
I think she's in more real trouble than Chauvin is. As far as the charges go, because of the negligence.
It's more cut and dry.
And I feel sorry for her. Imagine that. Your life changes in a blink of an eye. It's tragic all the way around.
Mm-hmm. Even though the family doesn't feel, Mr. Wright's family doesn't feel like it was an accident. You can understand that as well. So food for thought, a lot of things trending. Check it out at DJV Show. It's 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford has officially unveiled the zero-emission all-electric e-Transit, and it's arriving at a time when Americans and others around the globe are ready to embrace the potential of green delivery. According to a new survey, people are increasingly expressing openness to delivery services operated by electric vehicles. More than 60% of Americans and 68% of Brits care about environmental impact of vehicles used by delivery services. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all-electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Biden administration is planning to announce sanctions on Russia as soon as today. Sources say it will target several individuals and entities. The package of sanctions targeting several Russian officials will be coupled with orders to expel some of them from the United States. The sanctions would be part of a set of responses by the U.S. government to a cybersecurity breach, which was identified in December and that the U.S. government said was likely orchestrated by Russia. Violent protests continue in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota for a third night as demonstrators clashed with police following the apparent accidental death of 20-year-old Dante Wright. Ex-Brooklyn Center officer Kim Potter is charged with second-degree manslaughter in the shooting death. She has since posted $100,000 bond. A group of House Republicans Tuesday will introduce a constitutional amendment aimed at setting the number of Supreme Court justices at 9 in reaction to calls from Democrats to pack the court in an executive order by President Biden to study the topic. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
As the border crisis continues to spiral out of control, several U.S. governors are telling the Biden administration, not in my backyard, to illegal immigrants. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Department of Health and Human Services is reportedly spending about $60 million a week to care for unaccompanied minors crossing the southern border. Federal officials continue to look for more space to house these children, looking to quickly build emergency facilities. Several Republican governors have sent the message that they won't be accepting any illegal immigrants in their states. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is one of those governors. She tells Fox News that she will turn down any request from federal officials to send illegal aliens to South Dakota.
There is always a request made, to the states where the federal government will put the request in and ask. And what I have determined by watching the actions of this president is that he is making America unsafe. These are people that are crossing our border illegally. We do not know who they are. Multiple news sources have told us that we have people on the terrorist watch list that are getting into this country this way, and they're not going to find a place here in South Dakota.
On average, the United States accepts 1.18 million legal immigrants per year. The U.S. Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee will hold an April 22nd hearing on President Biden's 3 nominees to serve on the U.S. Postal Board of Governors. Wednesday's announcement comes after the United States Postal Service in March outlined a proposed 10-year strategic plan that would slow current first-class delivery standards and raise some prices to counter the $160 billion deficit over time. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's 34 after the hour now on the DJV program. D for Doug, Doug Steffen, J for Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, and then there's the V, Victoria Keelan. The second day of the Radiothon. Yesterday we asked you for your help during the Feeding America program, which got started very well. They're going to take donations through the weekend, so they keep this up. I'll remind you a little as we have time today and tomorrow in the weekend programs that I do. There'll be a reminder in those programs as well. Just as to the connection, you can text the word radio to 662266, or you can go online to their website, radiocares.org. I believe we have all these connections posted at all the DJV assets as well, do we not, Jay? I think they're.
Yes, we do. They're on the website, djvshow.com, and all the socials at djvshow.
And you've heard us talk about the reason for raising the money for these food banks and how easy it is to understand. You give a dollar, you feed 10 people. It's, well, I don't know if that's easy to understand because people understand, how do you feed somebody for 10 cents? But all the food's donated, and that's, they've got it down to a system as to how they distribute this. So And this is, you really are helping, and there are no middlemen, there's no Red Cross BS, like half the money goes to the executive director or anything like that.
Salaries
it all goes,
that are insane, ridiculous. Yes.
Yeah, right. All right, 35 past the hour now, the latest on the J&J vaccine, or vaccines, and AstraZeneca was never really, didn't seem to factor in, Victoria. The J&J vaccine has been yanked in most states. I think if not all across the country.
Yeah, it's on a total pause nationally. And so that pause is now going to continue for another 10 days because there's a federal vaccine advisory committee that said last night, it told the CDC, which is, you know, they were hired by the CDC to look into the J&J vaccine. And so they said that they actually don't feel comfortable yet with, I'm paraphrasing, but they were not comfortable giving the vaccine the okay to be distributed again. So they want more data and they want more time. So in 10 days, that committee will reconvene and then they will decide after all of the data that they've collected and whatever investigations they're doing, then in 10 days from now, they're going to advise the CDC about this vaccine. It's not comforting to the 7.5 million people who've already received it, especially if you're a female between the ages of 18 and 50, because those are that seems to be the target demographic of the six women who have died. So, I think it's one woman who died, but one in critical care, and the others were seriously in need of medical attention after this very severe type of blood clot it happened. It's a cerebral thrombosis, and so it's very serious. It can lead to strokes. It can lead to all sorts of permanent damage. And it's you mentioned AstraZeneca. Jay had a good question at the beginning here. Is this the same type of blood clot issue that AstraZeneca's vaccine was presenting? I don't know the answer to that. I haven't heard anyone say that it's the same thing. We just know when you hear blood clots, you know, everyone kind of lumps it into the same category. So I'm not sure. But AstraZeneca, you're right, Doug. That was never even. That was never approved here, and I don't think it ever will be.
Well, we took our batch of AstraZeneca and we gave it to Canada and Mexico, which is nice for us. To enjoy.
Thanks very much. Here you go. Here are our friends. Give it to the people on the border, will you please?
I still don't think. I mean, one in a million on blood clotting for J&J. I don't know. It doesn't seem like those are still pretty.
Everything about this, Jennifer. Everything from the beginning has been an overreach. In one way or another, you can find the business of shutting down the economy was a question I had at the very beginning, and then I sort of I fell into the program, if you will, of okay, let's find out where this goes, and I stopped being critical. And then as I saw all these people, their businesses, their lives fall apart, and thinking that, well, if you wear masks, that seems to have helped the situation, and distancing seems to have helped the situation. So why do we close everything down? We could do that. There just isn't. There's no.
You know, I think
in my mind, I'm not
sold. Because what? I think everybody was ready to play nice for at least a couple of weeks, a couple of months. But then when it goes on and excessive,
on
and you don't
on
see
on.
Any really good results from what's happening, you realize, wait a second, what's going on here?
One of the things last year at this time we were scratching our head about was the lack of toilet paper. And,
oh my
and
gosh! Remember that?
Wipes.
We're going to talk about
God.
This when we're old. We're all going to go, remember that time when you couldn't get toilet paper? It's going to be
like a badge of
friend,
courage.
Yeah, it's like a bread line in Russia. It's like
so
crazy.
Here's a great example. When I was visiting Jack Stockwell and his wife Mary, my friend, who's on this program frequently out in Salt Lake last week, we drove into their garage after I got picked up at the airport. And here are boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of toilet paper.
They
I
were
said,
hoarders.
What are you doing with all this toilet paper? He said, we put in an order. As a matter of fact, while we were there, the UPS guy showed up with another box of toilet paper.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, they ordered a box of it, and the order got screwed up, and they keep sending it, and he keeps calling saying, I don't need this. I mean, there must have been 25 boxes of toilet paper there. It was really very interesting. Okay, so anyway, the bottom line here is that Americans seem to have stopped hoarding the toilet paper and some of the wipes and towels and stuff. As a matter of fact, sales of toilet paper is off 32% from where it was last year.
People have 25 boxes in their garage.
Yeah, right, in their garage.
They didn't have to buy anything.
I'm just glad that the brands have come back because for a while it was just like that one brand when you did find toilet paper and it was not good. I don't know. You people who like Charmin, wusses. This is a wussification of America. No offense to Charmin. I'm sure it's
Wait, are you a Charmin fan?
But it's so soft,
no.
Just don't feel
it's
the
soft.
Charmin.
Ew. So gross.
Really?
I want toilet paper with some grip. Give me some stuff.
Yeah. I want soft toilet paper. I don't want stuff.
You
Much
and your
better.
Cushy Charmins. This is what's
that's
wrong
right.
with the country, people.
Give me.
Everyone's gone too soft.
Lots of too soft. I'm not that soft.
You know what?
This
is a classic, though, men versus women argument. Because men all either prefer super, super soft Charmin for their little tushies, because they're so delicate, or they want something that's, like, way too scratchy.
Why are you
like
making fun of my tush? I do have a delicate
tush. I'm just saying,
tush.
You...
I have a nice tush. But it's, delicate.
I would rather use, corporate office toilet paper than Charmin.
Oh, Charmin is worse. It's
I don't care.
Paper.
It's
I'd
like
rather
using
have
newspaper.
That. Right. Yeah. I would rather have that. Because Charmin, if I wanted to sleep on something, I'd buy Charmin. I would sleep on Charmin. But no.
I guess our hopes of having Charmin sponsor the show are dashed.
Are you pretty much done? Right. Anyway, toilet paper.
Things up a little.
Jen wants to exfoliate at the same time.
I, do. Yeah. I don't have a lot of time. I like to multitask.
Well, as long as we're talking about personal habits, it looks like the TSA, your buddies at the TSA, have said they've made an executive decision for all those who are traveling this summer. From now on, you may not bring a full-size bottle of sunscreen with you on your trip. Unless it is medically necessary. How about that?
I don't think you were ever allowed, right?
Yeah,
but they issued a statement. No, but they issued a new guideline saying that you can now carry a full-size sunscreen in your carry-on. And everybody, dermatologists were tweeting about it, this is such great news because, skin cancer's on the rise. And then they were like, oh, just kidding. Nope, it's still the same old rule, which is a real pain because if you have a sunscreen that you really like and you can't just buy it everywhere, at the airport or at the gift shop in the hotel, then you have to, at home, squeeze it into these little mini bottles. It's such a pain. I don't understand. Really? Are we that unsophisticated with our technology and our screening that we can't tell if it's sunscreen or a bomb? I mean, really? In 2021?
No, it's just their control. The TSA
so
is out
stupid.
Of control. Back to what we were talking about with regard to what our country has been through in the last year and how naive it is. Anybody who believes that the TSA does any good in reality is full of old shoes.
Well,
there's nothing there but theater. Say that what again?
Well, I've always wondered this, and maybe somebody knows, and they can tweet us at DJV Show, because I've always been curious. Okay, so I'm not a bomb expert, so I don't know how much liquid it would take to, set something off, God forbid, on an airplane. But if you really wanted to, could you not use something that they give you on board, or could you not use, could you not add together all your gels? Because you can take 15 2-ounce bottles, which would give you 30 ounces of liquid.
That is, you can fit into a quart container. Yeah.
Now, I understand people might notice it. I don't know. I just don't know exactly why that rule was ever... Cause
when did that
just
start? Very
offensive,
the liquids and gels. Was that a 9/11 thing?
When Paris tried to bring it and put it in his... shoes,
like
tennis
kind of
shoes or something.
No, it wasn't even the shoe bomber. That's when you had to take your shoes off. There was another guy who was trying to use gel, I think, to set something up, but he was doing it on a straight table.
Oh, my God.
So yeah, that's right.
Someone was see something, say something. This guy's making a bomb in 3C. Yeah.
Right. And so for the rest of us can't have sunscreen because of that one guy.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
That's it. Yep. So the thing goes,
the 40, chemist at it again over there
44,
in the window seat.
44 after the hour. What's up with the Princes William and Harry, and how are they getting together? Well, we'll find out if they are getting together. Maybe there's a little gossip here that we can spend some time sharing. If you're into My Pillow and you understand that they are more than just having fantastic pillows, My Pillow has given the same attention to some of the new products that they have, their towels, their sheets, the towels we've been talking about a lot lately. And we also have been talking a lot about the My Pillow My Slippers, which are new on the scene. Took them a couple of years to develop them. And now they are available, designed for you to have all-day comfort. If you're working at home and you don't want to put your shoes on, you don't go outside, you can even wear these outside. That's how well they are made, with this exclusive 3-tier cushioning, combining layers of MyPillow fill. Then there's impact gel, and there's comfort memory foam that absorbs the impact and relieves the pressure. So if you want your feet to feel really well, really special through the day, you've got support here, whether it's the moccasin design or the slip-on style. My slipper's available right now in lots of different colors and sizes, and you're going to be able to, using the DJV code, get 40% off the retail price of the new My Slippers. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square that you can enter the promo code DJV into. And while you're there, again, the discounts on all the other MyPillow products, whether it's the new bathrobes that they have, excuse me, the comforters, they've got pajamas, throw blankets, the usual, it's all really a fabulous selection. So check it all out. You can get the product catalog online where you order as well using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret to Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority you.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Forty-eight after the hour on the DJV program. So Princes Harry and William are speaking through Prince William's wife, Kate, apparently. This is something that leaves Victoria cold because she thinks it's just a bunch of gossip.
It's the same rumor that we've heard for the last, you know, ever since this rift happened.
Yeah.
I think the one thing is it proves is that it's not, you know, it's not easy going for, I think, regardless of whether or not Kate Middleton is the middleman. Get it? Mm-hmm. You know, I think it shows that these brothers are separate right now. And I think that's what a lot of people are going to be watching, to see how they react with each other, how the grandmother, how Queen Elizabeth is going to react to Harry. I think there is more bad blood probably than people are reporting. I think this is really bad timing on behalf of Prince Harry and Meghan to do this when their grandfather, who they claim to have no problem with, and they said they have no problem with the grandmother, he's dying, and she and the Queen is dealing with this. I don't know, it's maybe not the best time to do what they did.
All right, so there it is, the pronunciation. Funeral is Saturday, by the way. It's 10 before the hour.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now, 53 past the hour, it's Tech Talk time. This hour, at this time every day, Victoria Keelan is prepared to tell us what's the hot stuff, if you will, trending things from the world of technology that affect all of us average guys and gals. So we're going to get to something from Google right after this.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, what Americans most want is information from you, Victoria, about Google Assistant's new takeout feature. So what do we have to look forward to here? Whoopee.
Well, as we know, the pandemic has made ordering from a restaurant to get takeout a lot more popular. And so Google is now trying to make that process faster by having Google Assistant fill in your contact information and payment details automatically on Android phones after you find the restaurant through a Google search. So to use the new feature, you have to search for whatever restaurant you'd like to order or whatever cuisine, and then it leads you to the restaurant, and that's in the Google app. Then you just select order online, and that's when Google Assistant in this new new update, that can take over to complete the order for you using your stored contact and payment information from Google Pay and Chrome Autofill. And so Assistant then confirms that you're ready to pay, the order's placed, and then you go and pick up your food. And so Google says Assistant will only be able to help with pickup orders for right now, but they're actually working on deliveries as well. And so as of right now, Google is working with a lot of restaurants. And this came about during the pandemic when people didn't know which restaurants were open, which ones were available to have takeout. And Google really went in and I think did a really good job of making sure that they had up-to-date information on all these restaurants. They had up-to-date menus. They gave you hours of when they were open and if they were doing indoor or outdoor dining, things like that. So all of those restaurants that have partnered with Google will be available for this new feature on Google Assistant. And so one other update that's also coming this year, Google Smart Home, the automated routines that can be set to trigger at sunset or sunrise. There's a more useful Find My Phone feature if you want to use Google to find your Apple devices. In the past, you really couldn't kind of cross-pollinate between Google and iPhone, but now you can actually do all of that just through the Google Assistant.
All right. There you go. If you need that stuff, that help, there you have it. There's hope the Nintendo Switch may finally get support for wireless audio. Let's find out about that.
The Geek Out.
As successful and wonderful as the Nintendo Switch has been, the one thing missing from the handheld gaming device has always been Bluetooth support for headphones or earbuds. Sure, there are third-party dongles that can plug in and do that job, and the fact otherwise that you have to use wired headphones hasn't exactly slowed sales. But recently, the 12.0 firmware update was released, and a researcher who goes by the name Oatmeal Dome dug through the code and revealed that it contains support for wireless audio via Bluetooth. Yay! But it's not activated, and there's no clear idea when or if it will be. But it does give one hope, maybe for the next version of the Nintendo Switch. We've tweeted details over at The Geek Out.
Are you ready to start investing but aren't sure how? Go for the gains you deserve safely with this free special report from Wall Street trader and financial expert Jared Dillian. Claim your free copy at jaredradio.com. That's jaredradio.com.
All right, what's up next here from Instagram, Victoria?
Instagram is going to test giving people more control over if they want to see the like counts on their posts. They announced a small global test that will present users with three options when it comes to the like count on a post. Choosing not to see the like counts on anyone's post is one option, turning them off and on for their own posts, or keeping the original experience the way that it is right now. The reason that this is good news for the masses, the non-influencers, is because it puts a lot of pressure on you when you put a post up, and a lot of people feel like, well, I only got 40 likes or 50 likes or whatever, and so a lot of people, you know, would like to have that removed. It's bad news for influencers because they make a living on how many likes they get per post. So it'll be interesting to see how Instagram, you know, who they really want to appease, the regulars or the influencers.
Aha! All right, that's something to check out. Thank you, Victoria. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour on today's DJV program.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.